This is 98.5 The Wire. Paul Porter with you as promised. We're on the listener comment line with Beverly Burgess. How are you today?
I'm absolutely fabulous. How are you, Paul?
I am feeling good, and we like to get everybody's opinion. You are repping the NAAWBC, and tell us what that stands for, and then we'll get into State Attorney Ayala.
Okay, the NAAWBC is for the National African American Women Voters Caucus Incorporated.
Okay.
We are a grassroots, nonpartisan, nonprofit organization.
Okay. All right, great. So tell me, you know, I heard you on the air with PA and the Afternoon Jams crew, and I wanted to get you here because there is a lot of emotion, a lot of sensitivity when it comes to State Attorney Ayala. And what's going on with Rick Scott. And, you know, your view is a view that I know about, I hear about, but I don't hear really as often as, you know, we should. Tell us your thoughts.
Well, my thoughts are, who is representing the voters? State Attorney Ayala quickly forgot that the voters elected her to her seat back in November. And the voters took her at her word. You know, she said she would come in, she would uphold the Florida Constitution, she would represent the people, and she was a breath of fresh air that was going to change a lot of things. Well, now that all of this has come out about her not imposing the death penalty in any case under her administration is a blanket statement that affects you, me, and everyone else. And people are like, hold up, what? You didn't say anything to the voters when you were campaigning. You didn't have any debates, meetings, or forums. And now you are in the seat, and you're stating to the voters who elected you that you will not bring the death penalty in any case under your administration.
So, in other words, you agree with Governor Scott pulling her off of that, and are your organization and your personal thoughts that she should be removed altogether?
As a voter, yes, she's got to go. Definitely.
So,
has to go.
So you're a proponent for the death penalty?
In certain cases, yes, I am.
Okay.
When it comes to children and old people, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. It's tough to deal with. And it seems like the state, if it was just a 20-year-old black kid getting shot, they wouldn't, you know, impose all this action. But since it was an officer of the law, you know, sometimes I think it's a little bit different.
Right. And what I'm seeing right now, basically, Elements Ayala's statement just gave the criminals the right to go out and commit heinous crimes that will take a life. And they know they're going to sit in jail getting 3 meals a day, air conditioned, very little work, because with her blanket statement, they know that they cannot be prosecuted. And what voters are clearly coming out and saying, this woman was bought and paid for by George Soros. Okay, she never breathed a word. As a matter of fact, no one knew who she was, Paul, until Shaquille O'Neal introduced her to the public. No one knew Elements Ayala existed.
Yeah, well,
at all.
Yeah, politics takes money, and to fund a campaign like that, always, whoever has the most money wins most of the time. Were you a voter for State Attorney Ayala? Just curious.
No, my husband supported her. My husband, I'm a Republican. My husband's a Democrat.
Okay.
My husband supported her heavily because he felt that, you know, she would do the right thing. And my husband is an active voter. He's an advocate in the community. You know, he's more of a behind the scenes person. So we have a lot of debates in my house.
Okay.
And my husband said, you know, as a voter, I voted for this woman. I trusted her with my vote. So now the voters are coming out clearly stating that she misrepresented herself. You know, she said one thing and she flipped the script on the voters. And as I said to you know, the show yesterday. You know, she gave the voters the middle finger. You know, she won't even talk to us. Yeah. And it doesn't matter if you're Republican or Democrat. You represent the voter, not party affiliation in Orange and Osceola County. Doesn't matter if you're Republican, Democrat, Libertarian, NPA, whatever. She represents everyone.
Yeah, no doubt, no doubt. I love your passion. You know, I know politics takes a lot of money. What do you think, Governor Scott? Do you think he's going to be successful with this?
I think things are at a point because she's not addressing the voters. She's basically saying to the voters, and I've had voters walk up to me in the grocery store and say, she's completely ignoring us. And she doesn't think there's going to be fallout after this. You know, voters have been having meetings and looking into hiring attorneys to possibly take her to federal court and sue her because they feel so misrepresented. She didn't even state as a state employee that her husband, the day after she was elected, her husband somehow magically got $130,000 from George Soros that may or may not have been recorded. And as a state employee, there are certain things you have to do.
Where'd you get that info from?
I have my sources. Okay. I have my sources.
So that's a
rumor. You know what? She's not denying it. She's not denying the money. She's not denying it. You know, she didn't deny the $1.4 million from George Soros. And somehow or some way, you know, you're supposed to record certain tax up in Tallahassee. You know, certain things were not done when all this money was coming through her hand. And, you know, when the voters see you as a public figure, that is, you say you're going to represent them, let's get back to the Florida Constitution. You can't legislate the law to fit Era Ms. Ayala. You have to go to the legislators. You have to go to the voters and say, we need to change this law. But when she did that, she took the power not only from the voters and left us voiceless. She took the power from the judge and the jury. Yeah. And we're asking her to explain it to us, Paul. Do you know Era Ms. Ayala won't even return a phone call and say, you know what? Let me go sit down with Beverly Burgess and her neighbors and explain to them why I did this.
Yeah.
She won't even come sit down with us common folks. She's too good for us right now.
Yeah, I've reached out to Erica Washington, her PR person, and you're right. They've been dodging some of the issues and talking to some of the folks. Beverly Burgess, you've been excellent. Tell us how we can find out more about you and your organization.
Well, you can find out more about the caucus at www.dnaawbc.com. And if anyone wants to reach out to me, because we're going to be having a political forum on the death penalty, one of the big law firms stepped up, put up the money. They're going to be renting out the space. We're going to be publicizing that. If anyone wants to give me a call, I can be reached at 407-692-5602. And one thing I would do, Paul, I will never apologize for being passionate about the voters, for standing up for them and making sure that their voices are heard in this situation.
Hey, appreciate you. Beverly Burgess, special guest on 98.5 The Wire.